Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. This will be an hour of passionate music. For cello and orchestra, we'll hear Ellen Tafe Zvilik's Symphony No. 2, Cello, Jennifer Higdon's Soliloquy for Cello and String Orchestra, and Joan Tower's Music for Cello and Orchestra. Ellen Tafe Zvilik is widely considered to be one of America's leading composers. She was born in Miami, Florida, in 1939. As a child in Miami, Zvilik studied piano, trumpet, and violin. For a number of years, she was an active violinist in the New York freelance scene. She trained in New York under Ivan Galamian. She was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra during the music directorship of Leopold Stokowski and beyond. Zvilik began composing at age 10. She studied at Florida State University, where her mentors included Ernst von Dohnányi and where she now holds the Francis Eppes Distinguished Professorship. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a DMA in composition from Juilliard, having studied there with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. In 1983, Zvilik won the Pulitzer Prize for Symphony No. 1, becoming the first woman to receive this important recognition. In recent years, Zvilik has received commissions and performances from virtually every major American orchestra. She held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall for a number of years, and she was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. The Symphony No. 2, Cello, came about in 1985 as a commission from Edo DeVart and the San Francisco Symphony. Here are the composer's notes about the piece. A modern symphony orchestra can be expected to have an entire section of solo-quality cellists. Violinists of that caliber might well be having solo careers, and my aim was to write a piece that would exploit the artistry and virtuosity of these players while exploring the soul of the instrument. To me, the cello is the quintessential singer among string instruments, encompassing, as it does, the entire human vocal range from the lowest bass voice to the highest soprano. Another aspect of the cello that fascinates me is the enormous range of expression, so I wanted to explore a wide gamut of techniques and dramatic moods. Additionally, I find the sound of multiple cellos thrilling. For these reasons, I decided I would combine concepts of symphonic development with a concerto attitude. The work bears the subtitle Cello Symphony because it is a symphony in which the cello section is the protagonist. In fact, the piece is virtually a concerto for the cello section, calling for highly virtuosic playing and exploring the full range and scope of the instrument. The first movement even has a cadenza for the cello section. Let's hear it now with the Louisville Orchestra conducted by Lawrence Leighton Smith.